This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Most current oil and gas tax credits in Alaska would be phased out by 2020 under a draft rewrite of legislation pending in the House Rules Committee. The draft has yet to be formally introduced or heard by the committee, which took possession of the bill after a prior version appeared destined to fail on the House floor. Resolution on credits is seen as key to making progress on the budget and revenue measures as the legislature continues working in extended session. Alaska legislators are moving into temporary digs due to ongoing renovation work on the state capitol. The building effectively needs to be cleared by Monday under the current construction schedule. House Speaker Mike Chenault says legislators will move into the Bill Ray Center, which is a few blocks from the capitol. He says floor sessions will be held in the gym of the Terry Miller Building, just up the hill from the Capitol. The regular session was scheduled to end April 17th, but lawmakers were unable to complete their work by then. The offices of Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott also are moving to an alternate space about a block from the Capitol. An ice jam on the Yukon River has raised water levels at Eagle. A few low-lying areas of the Riverside community were reported flooded Wednesday morning from the jam about 9 miles downstream. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says conditions are not conducive to serious flooding.
It's been quite warm with above-freezing temperatures for the past month, so a lot of the snowpack has melted off, especially all the low elevation snow. So there's no big push of snowmelt coming into the river.
Plum says the water has been rising slowly at Eagle. During an overflight yesterday, the ice jam appeared to have changed very little since Tuesday. Plum doesn't expect the water to go down until the jam releases. He says downstream, there's a 12-mile stretch of open water where the Kandik River flows into the Yukon. He adds there is some concern ice could hang up again as the Yukon spreads out and shallows near Circle.
The ice is weaker and thin and rotting, so we're hoping this surge of water just kind of push the ice out past Circle and not be any problems. But we will be flying in the next couple days, monitoring Circle and then also working way down to Fort Yukon.
Plum says this year's breakup is not happening in the more common upriver to downriver pattern, and areas of the lower Yukon are already open. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.